Come Saturday, June 28th, junior masqueraders will converge at the Victoria Park for Junior Carnival, which this year is being dubbed Kiddies Fun Fiesta. The event will feature mass presentations from several bands in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Chief Executive Officer of the Carnival Development Corporation, Rodney Small, says the event aims to bring together families for a fun-filled day.
That one, we are turning Victoria Park into a Coney Island because we want to make it a family event while persons can enjoy the craftsmanship of our mask builders and our kids. So there's going to be a Coney Island where we're going to flood the Victoria Park with all of the bunks. Well, we know what Coney Island is. If you don't remember Coney Island from back then, it means that you're too young. If you went around at that time, now you're going to have an experience with the Coney Island. And, I mean, we're just creating marriages because that's where entertainment is now. So for us now, we're going to mix the family atmosphere, the kids' atmosphere, because you know, once the kids say, let's go, mommy and daddy have to go. You know what I mean? And once they reach, then they say they want this. You know, you have no choice.
Small says the CDC is partnering with several stakeholders to provide an unforgettable experience for the junior masqueraders.
We have reached out to approximately 11 service providers who have like bouncing castles, attractions, educational toys. We're going to put a game shop inside there. So things that could attract the entire family. There's some family-friendly activities and attraction. But at a particular point of the day, once the mask is inside of the mask shed, we're going to pause everything, the mask presentation, and we continue after that. Because, you know, the mask operators would come down from Kingston, and as they come, they go onto the stage. So that is how we're going to work that out. And I'm really excited about it because I personally think that we don't have enough family-oriented events here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And I think this is something that we have to embrace even during the festival.
And according to Small, several stalls will be featured during the Kiddies Fun Fiesta.
When we did a lot of our surveys, persons were looking at not just bringing the family to hear some soca music or some calypso music, but other things that could attract us, other things that the family can do together while they embrace and enjoy some of the other contents that are on the stage. Mm-hmm. So we look at where persons were asking for things of this nature in terms of, and I mean, an ice cream parlor, and I mean, a food court where the family can go and sit down and embrace. So we're just trying to fit all of these things that we saw persons saying into this one event. And of course, paying respect to the mass presentation and production. But there's some additional elements that we want to enhance the production of how the mass is being presented by the kids.
Chief Executive Officer of the Carnival Development Corporation, Rodney Small. Nelson Block Mass Band won the Junior Band of the Year title last year with the band coming, the Ruby Jubilee. Lynx Mass Band placed second with All Aboard Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, and Blondie Bird and Friends took the third spot with their presentation, Motherland. I am Gaylon Brown with today's Carnival Update. It's for the love of Canada.